Why is Toby on, Mike? Why is he on the line? He wants to talk to me about something. Toby?
Well, I want to do this, and I want to...
I thought he's going to come on the show.
Yeah, but you promo it a little bit so we can make
Toby.
Sure people listen. And since we have a short week this week, I figured we'll get it out. We have a kind of an abbreviated week.
We got a weird week this week. Toby.
Yes, this is Toby.
Toby, who are you with?
I'm with Lab Jack.
What is Lab Jack?
We're a little measurement and automation company. We basically help people use computers to measure things, automate things, control things.
Lab Jack, what kind of things have you made in the past?
We make little devices that connect to your USB port or your Ethernet port, and it's like having a multimeter connected to your computer.
Hmm. Really? And what would be the most interesting thing you worked on? My thing?
That would be honestly be the most interesting to normal people.
Explain what it is. Explain what you just worked on. We're going to have you on the show to debut it.
Okay, so we've got a, you guys have talked about your dog collars. Basically, you and Mike are going to wear the dog collars.
And I'd prefer to really, really get a little more class on this show. I want to call it a listener attitude feedback device or something like that.
Perfect.
Because I'll tell you, it's labbed. Because... Or something like that, because I don't want to call it a dog collar or a shock collar. What it is Mike wears something either around your neck or upper arm, and I wear one. And during the show, when we have a disagreement, we activate it. And then people will be able to go to their computer and hit a button, right?
That's right.
And they will either vote to shock me or Mike.
That's right. That's right. They can actually go right now and... It kind of acts like a tug of war. You go to the site and people, you know, they can click. If you click a lot, you can fight more to get one person shocked more than the other.
So the more I get, it automatically lessens his chance of getting shocked?
That's right. You know, when you go to the website, you can see it kind of, if there's a bunch of clicks towards Mike and it, you know, it gets halfway towards shocking him, but everyone changes their mind. It'll start to pull back the other way.
So when we have a debate, would I be able to use it for a guest as well, or is it always going to read Mike? What is the website, by the way?
It's jockshock.com.
Jockshock. You're calling me a jockshock. Okay. Jockshock. Okay. All right. I'll just do it anyway. That's actually pretty good. You got jockshock.com?
Yeah. I was surprised, too.
Yeah. So, okay, you know what? We ought to implement this. Let's make this commercial all over the country. We can implement this on many radio shows. Do you know that? And I invented it, even though you did it. It was my idea. We share in this, buddy. Okay.
Absolutely.
Shock Jock by Lab Jack.
And I was just seeing on the site, they actually update on Twitter. They send out Twitter things of when it's
now,
on air.
Now, could you do me a favor? Okay. If you could do me a favor, and could you make the mic one? So if we have a guest or somebody I want to debate... Can we have something where we can substitute someone else in Mike's chair?
Yeah, we can make that easy.
You know what? Because I like this guy. He's an IT guy who says we can make that easy. Would you please document that and send it to our guy? Never mind. I don't want to get into that. But I want to do this so bad. This is cool. And I'm going to put a link to it on my site. And I think we're going to get people using
it. Is that you clicking away, Tom? I mean, the numbers are jumping all
over.
Yeah,
they're
people
just on
jump
there.
On already.
They're on there trying to shock me, and they don't realize it's not going to. Now, how do you know?
Nobody's
someone...
shocking me. This is pretty cool.
Now,
I
would have been shocked.
You.
Just, oh,
you just
I would have been.
And it pulls the webcam up when you get hit, Tom. You can see you sitting there.
Somebody just shocked me, but it's only in beta. I don't really have the collar on.
But you saw the webcam come up.
Now, here's what I want to know, though, if we can do this. If we want to make this for other shows, jockshock.com/, then we can put the show in, right?
Yeah, you bet.
So we'll be able to sell this. I'm not kidding, buddy. You and I are going to make money on this one. We're going to get, like, feedback devices for all kinds of shows. So if people want to have instant recognition of their radio show or TV show, I want to do it on my TV show, too, not for shocking. But here's what I was thinking of doing. I was thinking of having feedback lights. So I can have instant, people are shocking me. That just again, if I had this thing on, I would have been shocked. So that's why what's going to happen is we are only going to, I can activate it when I want. So I'm not sitting here through the whole show getting shocked.
That's right. That's okay. Right. That's set up already.
All right, good. And so what it does is it keeps track of who's been shocked. All right. This is very cool. You did a really good job on this. Jockshock.com. Jockshock.com. Listen, someday this will be all over the country on radio and TV shows, and you'll say, I remember when Tom thought of this, and this guy at Lab Jack just went to town. I'm Tom Martino.